Should you let your kids win when you're playing games? It's Anna and Raven, psychologist Dr. Joe Shippa. I am so curious to see what you think about this from like a psychological standpoint, if I am just ruining my child or teaching her all the right things. Do you let your daughter win at games? Do you let her play and like you let her win just to make her feel better?
Well, my daughter's 24.
So does that mean yes?
So yes.
Is that yes? Right.
So she wins at every game now. This is about a couple of things. One is how old the child is. The other is about what your purpose or your motivation or your goal is. There's a school of thought that if you are letting your child win, sometimes you're helping to build their confidence. If you're not letting them win, you're trying to get them to understand that they can lose and to tolerate that. The most important thing is sort of to keep your emotions out of it, which is hard as a parent.
I was going to say, and, right.
Yeah, it's really hard. It's really hard. But kids sometimes, you know, games and play are really important things for kids because they learn really the rules of how to play in the world, you know, as they move on. If a child, for instance, is a cheater at a game, you may really want to be teaching them how not to cheat in the game. You know, so there's the question, too, of whether the child has a problem losing games. There are some kids who throw an absolute fit. Your goal might be to teach them how to lose appropriately. Or if they're over competitive, how to dial back that competitiveness. Or in some cases, some kids are not competitive at all, and you might want to be trying to teach them to be a little bit. You know, not being a drag about it, but just sort of pointing it out. Like, and look at that. You missed that move because, or you missed your opportunity there because
you stink. You
right.
stink at this game.
Right. Well, I think that what the doctor is saying, Anna, is that your attitude is the biggest part of it. So
right.
if you beat your daughter and she's crying and you take that moment to moonwalk across the coffee table,
correct.
Get in her face and be like, you like that?
You like that?
Right.
You want
some more of this?
You like this?
It's probably too much.
Right.
And the other thing is I've actually seen parents who really games bring out the child in them.
Right.
It's like they regress and suddenly they become really competitive and it makes the kid crazy. And, you know, and they're sort of like reveling in the fact that they're beating, you know, their 10-year-old. And you're like, you know, dude,
right.
you know, this is a 10-year-old.
Right. This is your offspring and you are damaging them. I'm going to dunk on this 3-year-old. Right.
Earlier you had mentioned about seeing if they cheat or anything like that. My grandfather used to cheat with us all kids all the time. He would cheat and he would hide cards in his pocket. And what it did is it taught me to look for cheating symptoms and signs. So would you encourage the adults to cheat?
At least one of them.
At least one
right.
adult should always
one
be cheating.
One is a designated cheater.
I wouldn't encourage that only because there are other ways that you can teach somebody to look out for cheating, unless you're really doing it in sort of a playful way, so that you're really trying to teach it. Then it's a different story. Then you've got a real goal and you're sort of having fun about it. And you're also bringing it out that, you caught me, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Well, just invite me over, Anna, when you want the kids to learn a lesson. When Hayden's running her own poker game for cash, just invite me over that night.
We're going to invite Raven the cheater
right.
over.
Right? I'll also be moonwalking and being like, oh, you like that? Right out the door with their allowance.
There goes my toddler, 2-year-old Dakota, crying on the floor. Dr. Joe Shippa, always great to hear from you.
Thanks, Doc.
They're calling it the worst Rockefeller tree of all time. It's so sad. What was the worst tree you ever had? 1-800-330-9999. It's next with Anna and Raven.